We're back from recess and we are looking at bid recommendations for Ford truck engine replacement. Mr. Hayes, can you tell me what this replacement is for?
We have a Ford pickup, unit 206, that we had an engine quit us on it, some internal problem that damaged the engine. The engine's going to have to be replaced. We submitted a bid to the local Ford dealers, actually three of them, a quote, just to see what an engine would cost. That cost was coming in more than $4,500, so we put it out a formal bid to the local Ford dealers to replace the engine. We did submit that bid out. We got two responses back, one from Friendly Ford in Springfield at a cost of $5,851. The other bid we got back was from Trilex Ford at $6,582.44. And I was recommending the lower cost with Friendly Ford. We are going to take the truck to them. We'll have to haul it to them. And then be another trip once they get it repaired to retrieve the truck. The other option would be Trilex. We still have to take it to them, but it's just a short distance.
Are both engines guaranteed?
Yes. They both both have companies have a three-year warranty with the engine replacement.
Is there a mileage cap on that or just 3 years?
I think there is a, I'll tell you in just a second. One of them was in the bid. Oh, this one was in it. The motor will have a three-year unlimited mile warranty on parts and labor.
That was on both. Well, that was what was put out for bid.
We didn't require the warranty. They supplied the warranty. Both Ford dealers supplied basically the same warranty with their replacement engine, and that was basically a factory type warranty.
But Trilex has actually put it in writing.
They put it in writing. That one actually was an additional attachment to the bid. I don't have it with it, but they did have it, but it was a little different than this one, but it basically said the same thing.
It said unlimited miles?
Do what?
It said unlimited miles?
Yeah. Basically the same type of warranty. It was an attachment.
What's it going to cost to take it up there and bring it back, and take it up, then go back and get it and bring it back?
So there would be some additional costs there, time spent hauling. Don't know that that would outweigh the $700-some difference, but it would eat up.
This is the only two bids we got? So we didn't go outside the area to look and see if we could get an engine $2,500 cheaper than this, for example?
No. I wanted to keep it within the area.
Okay, all right.
I had sent Jeff City.
Actually, we put in a 50-mile radius, I believe, within that. We didn't?
No.
I thought we did on this. We talked about it.
You'll make a motion.
Move to award bid number 201402-250 to
Friendly Ford.
Second. This is the recommendation, Randy, that you've offered. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
I thought we put it in written because I didn't want somebody from West or East or
probably
St. Louis or whatever, because I want to take it down.
Pay a record. We did it about 50 mile, but it's still, we emailed it to half a dozen.
Is this something we could have the, could have had the engine shipped in and we put it in?
The one issue we'd have with that, we'd still would have to take it to a Ford dealer and have a computer system.
Oh, okay.
That was the only hiccup. We don't have the equipment to take care of that. They got to remove the cab. We talked about that.
I wanted to change the warranty, I wonder, too.
Well, that's it. When Tom price quoted this, that if we put the engine in, you pretty much throw your warranty out.
Thank you, gentlemen. Shanna, could you join us for daily staff review and agenda request? I tell you, if you'd like to just come right up here, I'll give you all these documents. Grab this chair. Work our way through. We'll come back. Let's do the sheets. I got MoDOT. The agreements, there were extra agreements here, but Hollister?
Mm-hmm. There should be three original agreements with each one, so you should be total of six.
There were two that were signed. I'm going to have you go through them. If I missed one, then I'll get it as well, okay? I think that's all that package right there.
Southwest Missouri.
Is it COG?
SMCOG. Mm-hmm.
Steer it. This goes with it. And I signed that as early. See the which one? I want to check and see if we've already put her on. I believe so. Mm-hmm. If so, then we no longer need that. I don't believe that will complete. This one, I want to know what the board's recommendation was. This is just one more. Let's talk about that. Okay. I want you to check the sewer board and this individual. I don't think that we removed him. I know that we appointed him and we thought that he moved away, but I need to find out about that. Minutes. Okay. Let's move to agenda requests. The first one, does she have something new aside from what the draft was on February 18th?
No. So I got that printed off and I'm going to give that to you.
Let's set it up then for the next commission meeting if we're ready. Is that all right, Brandon?
Mm-hmm.
UTV? Ordinance?
If it's ready for that.
The order to vacate, which, what is this? Is this the written form of what we've approved?
There are certain roads within the Oliver Township, and
these are others or something that we've already looked at and discussed?
It's an amended order.
Set it up and we'll take a look at it. Is Frank going to weigh in on it?
He already has.
He has, okay. We want to put Frank on the agenda for Monday, first thing, one of the first appointments that we have.
9 a.m.?
Well, we'll open at 9, so 9 a.m. will be fine right after that. He's going to discuss the Central Taney County Fire Protection District issue.
I'll be back at 1 for legal update. And he will be back at 1 for legal update?
I don't know. I didn't know that he was scheduled for 1.
On Monday he is?
Mm-hmm.
We just had check with him.
Yeah, I mean, it's scheduled. It is scheduled because that's to discuss all the different legal matters, and this one is just specific ones that...
Well, check with him from this perspective. Since he's going to be here in the afternoon, if he would rather have an appointment around, say, 11 in the morning, that might make more sense.
Work that in. I know she's the one that was a little harder to get it.
Well, no. We can do that in the afternoon. That's no problem. He especially is going to introduce, he's going to talk about this specific issue, and it may take him a while to do it. So if you contact him and see if the 11 o'clock works better, tie in with his 1 o'clock since he's already going to be here. We need an executive session on Monday, and we need this individual to be there. Anything else you have, Brandon, at all?
I have a couple other things.
Go ahead.
On there.
Go ahead.
We've had a few people call in, a couple of different individuals requesting to use the transfer station to dump things at no charge. One is a Revive 65 cleanup on April 12th. There's another one for the city of Rockaway this weekend. Two different people wanting to utilize our dump at no charge.
Are both aware that we're having the county cleanup on, I think, the 4th and 5th?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of them is after that, and the other one, I guess, is before that?
Yes.
Oh, we can put it on there to talk about them.
Well, it would be hard to talk about the one that's this weekend on Monday.
Yeah, good point.
One of the gentlemen just asked if you could call him and let him know.
The one that's sooner rather than later?
Correct.
Yeah, we can't talk about it, you know, as an item business because we don't have it on here. We can talk about whether or not we'll put it on the agenda for Monday.
But we can't talk
but
about
since
it.
It's going to take place on the weekend, we can't do that. So one of us will.
Somebody will call the gentleman
yes.
that happened this weekend?
Yes.
Do you want me to put on the agenda the other one?
Yes. Motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.